Four contestants at the starting blocks, all poised to take on this magnificent machine. Who will win the race for the £10,000 jackpot today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Carl, a sales rep from County Antrim.
I'm Panima, a science teacher from Wiltshire.
I'm Chris, a railway engineer from Suffolk.
I'm Laura, a biology graduate from Lancashire.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine. If you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game. They'll go home with nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Yeah. Good stuff. Here comes your first question. What name is given to the rider in a horse race? Laura.
Jockey.
Yes. Well done, Laura. Ooh. Good one to get started with. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
Where are you going
to
go?
Drop zone four.
Line up drop zone four, please. What do you reckon, Laura? Not sure yet.
No, not yet.
It's nice and flat.
Oh, lovely.
There you go.
Ooh, nice.
Could be good. Yes! Lovely start. Four counters across the tipping point. £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That gives you £200. You've also picked up the mystery prize as well with your first drop, which is a family break to Drayton Manor theme park.
Oh, awesome.
Do you like theme parks?
Yes.
That's good. Laura, you've got £200. You've got two counts left to play.
OK.
Next question. What is the name of the ITV breakfast show that replaced Daybreak in 2014? Laura?
This Morning?
It's not This Morning, Laura. It's Good Morning Britain. Laura, I'm afraid by buzzing in, though, we do have to steal a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pots. Everyone will play for that at the end of the round. So you're down to your last counter, Laura. Next question. Which 21st century Labour Prime Minister married Sarah McCauley in the year 2000? Panima.
Gordon Brown?
Yes, it was Gordon Brown. Well done, Panima. Would you like to play or pass?
I will play.
Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go for drop zone three.
OK, let's start up drop zone three, please. Ghost drop in the end.
Ooh.
Nice double counter. You could shift that into play.
On there.
Yep, there you go.
Oh
no, Panima,
not
nothing.
Quite.
Just nudged a few across the top shelf, but not far enough. So you're down to two counters. Nothing in the bank. Next question. All Shook Up was a 1957 number one. Chris.
Elvis Presley.
For which rock and roll icon? Yes, absolutely, Chris. It was. Would you like to play a pass?
I'm going to play.
Yeah.
I think drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four for us, please. Now then, can we get you some money here, Chris?
Quick one.
Was a quick drop. Got it down as well.
One of the other side.
Oh, nice.
There, though. Could be good. Yeah. Three across the tipping point there for you, Chris. £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you just behind Laura with £150. And you've got two counters left to play. Next question. San Francisco and Los Angeles are cities in Panima.
California.
In which US state they are. Well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone three again. Let's have another go at that.
Drop zone three, yeah, go on. We'll get them out this time, Panima. Go on. Similar position.
Oh, yes.
Could be right on it if we get it flat.
Let's hope it's flat.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Let's get something over then. Oh.
That's over in drop zone four, that, isn't it?
Hmm.
Oh!
Yay!
Looked like you were going to get more for a moment.
I was hoping, yes.
Just the one in the end.
That's good.
Panima, that is £50. It gets you off the mark, which is important. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you've got £50 in the bank and you've got one counter left to play.
OK.
Next question for everybody. In medicine, an antacid is prescribed to control the acidity, Panima.
In the stomach.
Of which organ of the body? Yes, it is. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll stick with three. Let's have a go.
She's staying with it. Light up drop zone three, please.
I will get something.
Let's hope so.
Let's have a look.
Stack them along that top shelf on the right-hand side. That's where we need it. There you go.
Yes.
So we could
get something
fewer.
Should come through.
Should do. Come on now.
Finally. Maybe.
Oh! Fadima!
Ho-hum.
Oh, go, yes! Oh. Well done, they fell in the end. So those four dropped and joined the one that fell on its own. £250 for those five in the end. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, which doesn't look quite so bad now. £300, Panima, and you have used all three counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
OK.
Next question. Companies Onken, Danone and Müller. Chris.
Yogurts.
Are most famous for selling which dairy products? Well done, Chris. Yes. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three.
Good choice.
Panima thinks it's a good choice. There's a nice little cluster on the edge there, isn't there? Down. Ah, no! Teasing and teasing. Chris, nothing out of drop zone three for you. You stay on £150 with one counter left. Next question. In which school subject would you most likely use a Bunsen burner? Chris.
Science.
Yes! Panima's smiling away. You got that one right, though, Chris. Well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play drop zone three again, please.
Fire up three for us, please.
You should get it this time. You should.
Set it up, so...
Oh! Just edging away. Is that far enough over? Slide there and...
Oh! What a team!
They're going to go at some point. Just keep an eye on it, Chris. Is there enough over?
No.
Staying where they are. So, Chris, your last counter goes into the machine. We've got nothing more to add, unfortunately. You stay on £150. And you have used all three counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Just Carl and Laura left in. Next question. What hand tool does a carpenter commonly use to cut a piece of wood in half? Carl.
Sure.
Yes! We got you in, Carl. Well done. Big relief. Would you like to play?
Yes, I'd love to play. I will try drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three for Carl. Let's get this counter in. Chris has worked hard at it. Panima worked hard at it. Are you going to benefit, Carl?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Is that it? It should be, but is it? Oh, it's only a couple.
It's in between.
Could get them. Oh, that one just fell a bit late. Just keep an eye on it, because those two, three counts on the edge, pinned by the double. So, just the two, Carl. £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Carl, you've now got £100 in the bank with two counts left to play. Next question. In the entertainment acronym BAFTA, what does the letter B stand for? Carl.
British?
Yes, it does. British Academy of Film and Television Arts. So, Carl, would you like to play or pass?
Oh, definitely play.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three. Ah, Carl.
Bad time.
Damn it. Don't be a rider.
Just missed out, and it's riding as well, Carl. That's a double whammy, that. It's always a gauntlet you run when they're ready to fall. Nothing to add. So, Carl, you're down to your last counter with £100. Next question. Bell, dome and teepee are types of which portable, Carl?
Tent.
Shelter. Yes, they are tents. Now then, Carl, do you want to play a pass?
I will play drop zone three.
All right, load up drop zone three for us, please. There's a lot on that bottom shelf, stacked. Just need to crack something out across the top shelf.
Good.
Right.
Don't be a rider.
Yes, it's flat. Now that should slide past that silver one and get that double over. Should do. Yep, that's
well
right.
Done. That should be a good one.
Big load.
Oh,
oh my God.
It's just too heavy. So the tipping point remains jam-packed, but nothing for you, I'm afraid, Carl. Your last count has got into the machine. You've got £100 for the time being you're out of the round. So, Laura, just you left in, because it is just you. You don't need to use the buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. Okay. You need to do it in the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Okay.
Here we go then, Laura. Since 2010, the Argos retail chain logo has been white writing on what colour background?
Blue.
It's not blue, it's red, I'm afraid. Laura, we have to take the counter from you.
OK.
That goes into the penalty pot. As things stand, Panima is our leader with £300, ahead of Laura on £200, Chris on £150, and Carl on £100. It is very, very close, but it is not over yet. There are now two counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs as I ask you one more question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer to this question, you put both counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, then you will be frozen out. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. Which British TV presenter and chat show host has the nickname Parky? Panima.
Michael Parkinson.
It is Michael Parkinson. Well done, Panima. Carl, I'm afraid that means you're going home. Just not quite quick enough, I'm afraid. Panima, you get to put both these counters into the machine.
Well, I think
where are you going to go?
I think we'll go for the faithful three.
All right, let's light up drop zone three, please. Maybe your faith is going to be paid off now, Panima. That's what we want. You've got two to put in. It's a bit patchy there, isn't it? Come on. Oh. Okay, so that's one in, nothing over that top shelf. You've got one more to go.
Let's stick with three.
Let's light up three again, please. Oh, it's gone the other side. Change of direction. Might this work? Oh, there you go. Will that one unlock it?
Oh,
yes!
Wow.
Finally!
Finally.
Panima, that's six across the tipping point. That's another £300.
You
worked very hard for that. All of you did, in fact. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Panima is our leader with £600, ahead of Laura on £200, Chris on £150. Carl, I'm afraid with £100, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Panima, Chris and Laura have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Panima, you are our leader, as things stand, so it's your choice. Do you think the machine's ready for you, or would you like to ask one of the others to go before you?
I'll kindly ask someone else to go.
OK, Chris or Laura?
Chris.
Chris, first 30 seconds are for you. Every time you give me a right answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Chris, please. Your time starts now. A student described as an Oxonian attends which prestigious...
Oxford.
Correct. From which compass direction does the sun appear to rise?
East.
Correct. Which book of the New Testament was written as a letter to the
Genesis.
People... Genesis. It's Ephesians. Jack Daniels is a famous brand of which alcoholic spirit?
Whiskey.
Correct. The Theatre of Dreams is the nickname of which football stadium located...
Old Trafford.
Correct. Who played the title character in the 1960s TV series Batman?
Pass.
Adam West. Which Robert Louis Stevenson novel features the ship Hispaniola?
Shipwrecked.
It's Treasure Island. Nearly Treasure Island. When you can't get it, it's so frustrating. You went early on a few questions. A student described as an Oxonian attends which prestigious university? You were right. You said Oxford. Passed very quickly on the New Testament question. Which book of the New Testament was written as a letter to the people of Ephesus? It was the Ephesians. Chris, that went very well, though. Four correct answers. So four chances to get into the machine. Where are you going to start?
Drop zone three.
OK, let's load up drop zone three. That doubles in amongst it somewhere on the bottom shelf. Chris, let's see if you can get something over. Stayed on its edge.
Be flat.
It does, doesn't it? And it could ride. Oh no, you got it down.
Oh. Yes, can I push in?
Yeah. Just get up, get up, get up. Go on. So nothing for that drop. 3 to go. So where would you like to go next?
I'm going to stick with it. Drop zone 3.
Light up 3 again. Oh, it's a rattly old drop. Is that going to see them over? There's one there.
Wow.
Can it shift something here? Oh, thinking about it. OK, so unfortunately nothing for your second drop. Where would you like to play now?
I'm going to stay with it, drop zone 3.
Light up drop zone 3, please. Oh, down. Is that too far, do you reckon, Chris?
Yeah, needed it more towards the centre.
Yeah. We've got one there, though. Yes, three. Yes.
Well done.
Ooh, yes.
Double.
Chris, that's 7 counters across the tipping point, which is £350, but you got your hands on the double, so let's double that up. 350 we add in again, that's £700. You've got one more to put in, Chris, what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go drop zone 4, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone 4, please. Just the third time we've used it, Chris. Good drop. Now, can we get something, or is that going to be too far? Yep, there's one. Oh. Bit of a gap on the tipping point there. A couple more.
On top.
They are on top, though, aren't they? Just see if it nudges a bit. A little nudge, but nothing else. The damage had certainly been done, though. You played well there, Chris, to get all those counters out with the double. Let's take the £700 from the machine and put it into your bank. And that puts you in the lead on £850.
Oh, thank you.
Panima, it's still your choice. Would you like to go next, or would you like Laura to go?
I think I'll go.
OK, 30 seconds for Panima, please. The time starts now. What name is given to the special garment worn by babies to protect their clothes from spilled food?
Nappies.
Bib. The musical Oh, What a Lovely War is set during which war?
Second World War.
World War One. The Catskill Mountains are considered to be part of which larger North American mountain system?
Rockies Mountains.
Appalachians. In July 2013, James Middleton became an uncle to which royal prince?
George.
Correct. Which American singer created and called her own onstage persona Sasha Fierce?
Beyonce.
Correct. During a medical exam, if a doctor hits your knee with a small hammer, what are they testing?
The kneecaps, reflexes.
They're reflexes, Panima. You got 2 in the end. We were just out of time with the reflexes question.
Yeah.
So 2 counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to start?
I'll have to go for 4, see if I can get something to go over the first.
OK, line up drop zone 4, please. Get it on the right-hand side, Panima. You could still get that cluster.
Let's see.
There you go. God. Oh! It's just a bit of a gap, right. So nothing for that drop. Where would you like to play now?
Let's go for 4 again.
Fire up, drop zone 4, please.
Oh,
that too far, maybe. Are we even going to get anything over here, Panima?
I don't think so either.
No, Panima.
Oh, well.
You've packed that top shelf.
I know.
But they're all going to stay on the top shelf. Nothing's going over. So you stay on £600, £400 ahead of Laura. You're going to have to hope that she doesn't manage to get those counters out. Otherwise, you could be going home. So, Laura, your turn now. The time starts now. What does the A stand for in the university degree BA?
Pass.
Arts. Thor actor Chris Hemsworth played Kim Hyde in which Australian soap?
Pass.
Home and Away. Damien Hirst, The Physical Impossibility of Death in the Mind of Someone Living, features which saltwater fish?
Shark.
Correct. Clue is the US version of which British board game?
Cluedo.
Correct. In 1804, who crowned himself Emperor of France?
Pass.
Napoleon. What sort of tropical tree grows the fruits known as dates?
Don't know.
A palm tree. Laura. 2 correct answers,
mm-hmm.
which is 2 counters to put into the machine. You need 8 to catch Panima. Where are you going to go? Oh, no, that's an ambient drop. Laura, sadly, that ambient drop happened at just the wrong point for you. That's how close they were to falling, but they were falling out of play, so they have to be removed from the machine. So we've still got 2 counters and we're looking for 8 to get out of the machine. Where are you going to go?
Right, well, I'm just going to go for... drop zone 1. It's not been played yet. See what happens. Who knows?
OK, we've got 2 counters. We need to get 8 out. We're going to start with drop zone 1, please.
That was a bouncy one.
It was a bouncy ricochet drop. Is it going to be flat?
Please.
Yeah. OK. We edge something out towards that double. This could be interesting. Here we go. So we're looking for eight. Oh, Laura. Laura, six across the tipping point with that first drop. That's £300. Panima can't watch. It is very, very close. So where would you like to go next?
I think I'll go for drop zone two.
OK, load up drop zone two for us, please. It's your last one into the machine. Last chance here, Laura. Two to draw level. Oh, no, Laura.
Are you kidding me?
They're hanging on to that top shelf. They don't look like they're going to move either. No, I'm afraid nothing more to add, Laura. You gave it a great shot, but when we take the £300 from the machine and put it into your bank, it's not going to be enough. So at the end of the round, Chris is our leader on £850. Panima somehow scrapes through on £600. Well done, Laura. I'm afraid for £500, that means we have found the tipping point. You have got your theme park pass for your family, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
So it's Panima and Chris will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000. All you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts. A, rain, B, fog, or C, thunder. Call 09041 613030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT10. PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Panima and Chris. Well done to both of you for getting this far. Chris, you're a big rugby fan?
Yes, massive fan, yeah.
So who's your team you follow?
Saracens.
Follow Saracens, yep. OK. And you play for a team as well?
Yeah, I play for a team in Suffolk called Southwold.
Oh, OK, excellent stuff. Yeah. And you recently raised some money for them, is that right?
Yeah, we raised some money for prostate cancer and for the actual club.
Brilliant.
By starring in a naked calendar.
Excellent. Yeah. And which month were you?
I was February.
You were so you were Mr. February or the whole team?
Well, it was a team shot. So,
team shot. And you were all Starkers?
By the socks and boots.
And how was the experience?
Interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially the line-out poses with guys in the air.
Did you manage to raise any money, though, Chris?
Oh, yeah, we've raised quite a lot of money for prostate cancer and for
fantastic
the club.
Fantastic
so,
stuff.
Yeah.
Well done. Good luck, Chris. You've got a little bit of a lead over Panima. Let's see if you can keep hold of it. Because you're a bit of a daredevil, Panima, is this right?
Yes, many moons ago, but yes.
Not recently?
Well, recently I did abseil down a building for Anthony Nolan. But,
OK.
Yeah, I did a parachute jump quite a few years ago.
How was that?
It was nice. It was
in
nice. The days. It was really exciting, I must say. It is a very peaceful feeling when you're up in the air with no noise or anything like that.
So you're a science teacher, is this right?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And you teach secondary school students?
That's right, secondary from 11 on to 18,
right.
Yes.
Right, and do they know that you're coming on to Tipping Point?
No, I've kept it very quiet, but no doubt they'll find out and hopefully some of the science questions I got right.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Look, Panima, you've done a great job to get this far. Time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter in the machine. If you give me the wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter in the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Chris, you have the lead. Do you think the machine's ready for you? You'd like to keep control or would you like to pass it to Panima?
I think I'm going to play.
OK, so, Chris, you're going to keep control. You get the first question. Here we go. Which Spanish artist collaborated with Luis Buñuel on surrealist short film Un Chien Andalou?
I only really know one Spanish surrealist artist.
You can pass this one, Chris, if you're not sure.
I think Panima knows this. I'm going to say Salvador Dali.
You've gone with Dali. Panima, what would you have said?
I would have said Dali as well.
You would have gone with Dali as well. Let's find out. Is the answer Salvador Dali? Yes, it is.
Well done.
Well done, Chris. You're absolutely right to back yourself. First counter for you. First chance to get some money. Where are you going to go?
Can I have drop zone two, please?
You can. Light up drop zone two for us. Yeah, that is where you wanted it. Nice broad shove. And four across the tipping points. Chris, that's £200 with your first drop. Let's take that and put it into your bank so your lead extends. You now have £1,050 to Panina's £600. Panina, we come to you for your first question. In the title of the 1985 John Hughes film, Emilio Estevez, Judd Nelson and Molly Ringwald were members of which group? You can pass it if you're not sure.
I think Chris will know this. Always looking blank at me. Ooh, I think he might know this.
Do you think you know?
I do know it. I think it's The Breakfast Club.
You're going with The Breakfast Club. Chris, what would you have said?
I don't know it.
He had no idea.
I was convinced.
Let's find out. Is it The Breakfast Club? Yes, it was. Well done. No problems there. So you get to put a counter in. Where are you going to put it?
Oh, we'll have a go. Drop zone two.
OK, light up drop zone two, please. Tipping point does look good, doesn't it?
Yes. We can have it to the left. I'll be happy.
That's a bit better.
Perfect.
Chris likes it.
I don't know. Oh! Oh, well.
Goodness me. Nothing this time. So no change to the scores. Chris, we come to you for your second question. St. Peter's Basilica and the Sistine Chapel are located in which city-state, a walled enclave within Rome? You can pass this one, Chris, if you're not sure.
Palmina knows this, but I also know it as well. I think it's the Vatican City.
You've gone with the Vatican, you're nodding, Panima. Let's find out. Is it the Vatican? Yes, the Vatican City it is. So, Chris, you get the counter. Get another one into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to stick with drop zone two, please.
Light it up again.
I think Palmina has set it up for me. Hopefully.
Oh, hold on a sec. An ambient drop in front of three there. Just... let's just see what happens. Nothing changes. Chris, you can reselect if you'd like to.
No, I'm going to stay with drop zone two.
OK, let's stay with drop zone two. So, when you're ready... Nima likes it. Oh, no, still not. Still not ready to go. It's clinging on. Nothing out of the machine.
Not getting much, is she?
No.
OK, Panima, we come to you for your second question. Which Welsh politician was leader of the opposition from 1983 until his resignation in 1992? You can pass this to Chris.
I think I know. I'm going to risk it because I don't want to risk it with him because he knows far too much stuff. I'll have a go.
OK.
Neil Kinnock.
You've gone with Neil Kinnock. Chris, what would you have said?
Neil Kinnock.
You would have said Neil Kinnock. Was it Neil Kinnock? Yeah. Well done, Panima. You were right to back yourself. It paid off. Now, let's get something out of this machine.
Thank you. I think we'll have to be drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two. Again, we need it towards the centre or left, don't we?
Yeah. Not riding, hopefully.
That's okay. Ooh. Rapid clean drop. Could be good, this. Nine draws your level. A nice broad shove. Oh, Panima! That's £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So, you edge up to 750. Chris, we come to you for your third and final question. Which footballer was named Welsh Player of the Year for a record fourth time in 2014? Can pass this to Panima. Do you think she knows the football?
I think Panima's got a good general knowledge. I'm going to have to... I'm going to pass that.
Oh, OK, he's passed it over. He's a big rugby fan, but clearly not football. Panima, how much do you know about football?
A bit, here and there. There's only one really good Welsh footballer player I know. Apologise for any others. Could it be Ryan Giggs?
Chris, what would you have gone with?
It was either Ryan Giggs or Gareth Bale.
Ryan Giggs or Gareth Bale.
That's why I had to pass it.
Weren't sure. Panima's gone with Ryan Giggs. You need this counter, Panima. It's a great steal if you're right. Is it Ryan Giggs? Gareth Bale. Ryan Giggs, of course, retired.
Retired, yeah.
At the end of the season, 2014, became the assistant manager of Manchester United. Right. Chris, you get to put the counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to stay with drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two, please. There's a lot there. Is this going to unlock it? Chris, Chris. So, edged out those few across that top shelf, but they're not going to drop. Chris, you stay on £1,050. Panima, this is your last question, so your last chance. Heliophobia is the abnormal fear of what? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I'm not sure. I will pass to Chris.
Chris, any ideas?
Helio. Helicopters. You've got agoraphobia, arachnophobia, claustrophobia. I don't know this. I'm going to have a wild guess. I'm going to say a fear of clouds.
OK. Panima, what would you have said?
Would it be the sun?
You think it could be the sun?
Helios, maybe.
Let's find out. Is heliophobia a fear of clouds? It is the fear of the sun.
Wasn't sure.
Yeah, Helios. You were right, Panima, but you passed and it paid off, so where are you going to go?
Drop zone 2, please.
Light up drop zone 2 for us.
Let's see how big you get.
Come on now, machine. What have you got for us? Now or never, Panima.
Yeah. Ooh.
What do you think? Is that going to nudge that over? Come on, it needs a decent
shove.
Oh, that's just ridden up. Oh, it's the view. Ah, oh, Panima. Four across the tipping point. £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And you've come very, very close. But it is Chris who is today's winner with £1,050. Well done, Chris. Panima, we've loved having you on, but with £950, I'm afraid we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you. It's been lovely.
Congratulations, Chris. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'd like you to put our jackpot counter, this one right here, into the machine. It's just a touch bigger, but it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000. Can Chris master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000. All you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the What's? A, Rain, B, Fog or C, Thunder? Call 09041 613030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT10 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Chris is our winner today. He's managed to get himself £1,050. Very well done, Chris. You just managed to get through in the end. Panima couldn't quite get the counters out. You took advantage, and here you are now. It's a nice amount of money, but £10,000, Chris. What would you like to do with the money if you were to win?
What I'd like to do is an engagement ring and a wedding fund for my girlfriend.
That's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Hopefully, big fireworks display when we're on holiday and get down on one knee there. And do it.
So you've got the plan to get down on one knee?
It's all planned, yeah.
How long have you been together?
5 years.
5 years? What's her name?
Stephanie.
Wow! If this all goes to plan, she's going to get an amazing ring and a sensational wedding.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed we can help that happen for you, Chris. It'd be really, really magical if we could do that. Best of luck, mate.
Thank you.
Time to find out whether Chris is going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to win £10,000 is to get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, there is still one double counter in there, right on the edge. Drop zone one. It's right on the tipping point. It doesn't affect the jackpot counter at all, but it will still apply to everything else that falls with it. So if you don't get hold of the jackpot, if you get the double into the win zone, you can still leave with a considerable amount of money. Of course, we'd love for you to be going home with £10,000 and sorting Stephanie out with a lovely ring and a lovely wedding. OK?
Yeah.
OK, first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter in. Where do you want to go?
Because of the double counter, I'm going to go with drop zone one.
OK, let's start at drop zone one. Important drop for us. Let's get it in. Get it set. Oh, that's a lovely drop. Really clean and flat. There's a few. Are we going to get the double over this time? Oh, not just yet.
Set it up.
Okay, nothing for that one. So the jackpot counts nice and flat, just in the middle of drop zone one. Let's have a look at the categories. Animals, literature, film, history, geography and sport. You can play them in any order you like when you're ready. If you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
I like the look of a few subjects, but I'm just going to play them in order.
Right.
So I'm going to go animals for three counters, please.
OK, animals for three counters, please. The Siamese cat originated in which present-day country? Thailand, China or Russia?
I don't know this 100%.
What do you reckon?
Before the three answers came up, I had a feeling China. Do you know, my first instinct was China, so I'm going to stay with China.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to take China, please. Be a lovely start. Does the Siamese cat originate in China? Siam is the former name for Thailand.
Of course it is.
Not to worry, we've still got a long way to go. Let's have a look at the categories. Literature, film, history, geography and sport.
Not very good at literature. But I need to make up some counters now, so I'm going to go for three again, please.
All right, literature for three counters, please. First published in the 1980s, the title of the children's book by David McKee is Not Now, Who? Boris, Benjamin or Bernard?
I think Boris sounds right. It's going to have to be a complete guess. Boris.
Boris?
Yep.
Should we light it up? We're going to go with Boris, please. So, we could do with this. Is the book entitled Not Now, Boris? It's Bernard. We can still do this, Chris, but we do need to get some counters. We need to build up this momentum. OK, let's go back to the categories. Film, history, geography and sport.
I'm pretty good on film, so I'm going to say films for three counters.
OK. Film for three counters, please. Who played the title role in the 1989 film The Tall Guy? Jeff Goldblum, Steve Martin or Liam Neeson? Not heard of it?
Not seen it, not heard of it, but I'm going to say Steve Martin.
Why are you going for Steve?
Because he's short.
So you think there's something in that, sort of a play on The Tall Guy?
Yeah.
Do you want to light up Steve Martin?
It's a complete guess. It's going to have to be Steve Martin.
OK, let's take Steve Martin, please. Was the title role in The Tall Guy played by Steve Martin? Jeff Goldblum. Written by Richard Curtis and Mel Smith directed it. Not to worry, we've got three categories left. Let's have a look. History, geography and sport. The jackpot has been won in five counters before.
I'm going to change tactics. I'm going to go for sport.
All right. For how many?
Three counters.
Sport for three counters, please. One we're really confident on. What nickname was given to English cricketer Phil Tufnell by his teammates? The cat, the mouse or the dog?
Before the answers even came up, I knew what it was.
Good.
So, it's the cat.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take the cat. Is the answer the cat? It is. It's because he could sleep anywhere. Well done, Phil. You got us three counters there. We needed those. Where are you going to start?
I'm going to go with drop zone one.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. Now, let's get three on the money here, Chris. Get that double in as well. Do you reckon, Chris, looking good?
Maybe get a few over.
Oh, see the stack that's going to fall, which is good. Because the double count is there.
Hopefully, yep.
OK, nothing for that one. Drop someone again.
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. Too far, I'm not sure.
On the other side.
Got a couple there. Can we get some here? Come on now. Unlock the whole thing. Whole shelf. Go!
Yes!
Lovely drop, that.
Good drop.
That's going to make the bank look a lot healthier. That's nine across the tipping point. So we can add in £450, but of course you've got the double as well. So let's give you another £450. And that means you've gone up to £1,950 with just one drop. So we're looking good. One more to go. Where now?
I'm going to go with drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one, please. Yeah, it is. Still got a nice stack along the tipping point there. We could shift some of those to add in. Yes, please. And that's another five across the tipping point, so another £250. So we're up to £2,200. Didn't get at the jackpot counter, but the money's looking good. Let's go back to the categories. History and geography is what we're left with.
I'm going to have to play history.
For how many?
For three counters, please.
OK, we need them now, don't we?
Yeah.
History for three counters, please. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence, his name now being a synonym for a signature? John Adams, John Hancock, or Thomas Jefferson? Do you know this story?
I do know the story, but I'm sure it's John Hancock. I'm sure I've heard somebody say, give us your John Hancock here. Doesn't sound right. John Adams. John Adams. I'm going to say John Hancock.
Should we light it?
Yes, please.
We're going to take John Hancock. So we're not sure about this, but you think someone has said, give us your John Hancock.
I'm sure they have.
It's a synonym for a signature, but is it right? Is it John Hancock? Yes. Well done. That's what we needed. Three counters, then. Where are you going to start? Drop zone one.
Yes, please.
Light it up.
All staying to the right.
They are, aren't they? They're being consistently that side. Maybe collect a couple more. Yep. That's another four across the tipping point, so that's another £200. £2,400. Two to go. Where would you like to go next?
Drop zone one, please.
Slide it up, please. That's better. Yes. Finally. Go on, right at it as well. Go on, go on. Let's see what you got now, machine. Another one. So another £50. It's £2,450. One more to go.
Yes. Drop zone one again, please.
Light it up, please. Come on now. Oh. Yes. What's that going to do? Is it slide behind it? Oh. Fraction further.
Yeah.
I think that would have gone. Right, OK. Nothing for that one. £2,450 in the bank. Let's have a look at our last category. Geography for how many?
Geography for three counters, please.
Geography for three, please. Which American state is known as the Great Lakes State? Texas, Nevada, or Michigan?
It's not Texas. It's not Nevada. They're both really arid and dry. Before the answer came up, I was thinking Michigan. So I'm going to go for Michigan, please.
OK, let's start at Michigan, please. Is Michigan known as the Great Lakes State? Yes, it is. OK, so three counters, last three. Could be done. You can get it in the right place. Get it close.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
It's going to be drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. So irritating. OK, just... hanging over that shelf there. Two to go. Where now?
Drop zone one again, please.
Light it up, please. There you go. Whoa. Now then, if it slides a little bit to its left as it goes in there, and nudges it along.
It's just hanging on.
It is just exactly that, hanging on. That's two across the tipping point, so another £100. We're up to £2,550, Chris. One more to go.
It's going to have to be drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one, please.
Just hope it doesn't go in between.
Yeah.
It needs to go to the left.
It could nudge it over here. Movement on that black counter's not going to take much. No. Oh, Chris. You did so much hard work to get here. Unfortunately, we're out of categories. We're out of questions, which means we're out of counters. You've got £2,550 at this stage. Usually, I offer you a trade. Three final counters to put in the machine in the hope of getting £10,000 and the hope of grabbing our jackpot. Given how it's gone so far, I think I know what you're going to say, but I need to ask anyway, would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
With the luck I've had, I'm going to have to take the money.
I think that's very wise. Well done, Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're leaving with £2,550, of course. Not quite the £10,000 we'd hoped for.
No.
Might still buy quite a nice little ring, though.
Yeah, I'll go towards something.
Good stuff. Well, look, best of luck to you and Stephanie with the engagement and the wedding as well. Have you had a good day?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Thank you.
We've loved having you on. So there you go, Chris leaves with £2,550. In the end, the jackpot counter wasn't going anywhere, was it? Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.